all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful singing. Know that the Lord himself is God. It is he who made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good. His loving kindness is everlasting and his faithfulness to all generations. So now, with this first passage being read, are there anyone who'd like to share any praises, thanksgivings, memories of God's kindness and his faithfulness throughout the years that we've been as a church in this building? Julie. Oh, Lois. Praise the Lord, Lois. What a blessing. That is sweet. Thank you, Lois. Anyone else? A memory, thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. I'll read another passage, and you don't only need to share one memory. You can, if you have more, you can always share, but don't hold back. I'm going to read. You can turn your Bibles to Psalm 96. I'll read from there, and you can follow along. Psalm 96. Says this, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Proclaim good tidings of his salvation from day to day. Tell of his glory among the nations, his wonderful deeds among all the peoples. For great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the peoples are idols. But the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory of his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in holy attire. Tremble before him all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Indeed, the world is firmly established. It will not be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice. Let the sea roar and all it contains. Let the field exult and all that is in it. Then all the trees of the forest will sing for joy before the Lord, for he is coming. For he is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples in faithfulness. Some other thoughts or memories of the way in which we can thank God for his faithfulness in this time, in this place. Nancy. Right. And it was designed that way. And it's right to, I think, fondly remember all of the good things and good reasons that we have gathered here. A, it was provided for us. It was available, and when the church was in its infant stages, this local church was in the infant stages, able to have this building. And a blessed building it is. Usually warm in the winter, usually cool in the summer. Available to run around with children around when the chairs are gone, or sometimes not. Facilitate the ministries. So many things to be thankful for, and the beautiful high ceilings. And I think of the things that we will miss of the aesthetics of our building. One is the lofty ceiling. It is a space designed for this activity. And it's a blessing to be and to have been here. Anybody else? Things we're thankful for in this building, in this place, for what God has done. He has been faithful. Yeah, what a blessing. Yeah, you know, and Lon, you bring up the history of how we have gotten to this place, this time right now, and you know, one of the things I always say to people when we're trying to make decisions in life, if you make the best decision, you'd look at all the options in front of you, and you could choose A or B or C or whatever it might be, and either the options are good. They're fine options. There's nothing sinful or wrong about them. There's wisdom to each option. You prayerfully, carefully choose an option. And if you ever find that option, you fall flat on your face. You search for weeks and months and to buy the car, and you get off the lot and it falls apart. Was that the wrong decision? I don't believe so. It was the decision, the right decision. And the path that we're on is the right path we're on. It's hard to always see those things when there's difficulties and hindrances, unlooked for speed bumps in the road. But through and through, God is faithful. And He provides. Thank you, Lon. I'm going to read from Psalm 103 now, and if you haven't already, you can come up and take a card, one of many. You can choose one of the cards up here, and at the end of the service, we'll have a chance to write down. You can come up, Nathan, you're fine. I appreciate the essay to come and get it. Nathan's on his feet. I am thankful for that, so that was good. So, Nathan, well done. And sorry for the level spiking there when I clapped into the microphone. Forgive me, everyone. But at the end of the service, we'll have a time to write out maybe a prayer of thanksgiving or a thought of thanksgiving to the Lord on those cards. Read Psalm 103. You can follow along with me if you'd like. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of His benefits. Who pardons all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with loving kindness and compassion, who satisfies your years with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. The Lord performs righteous deeds and judgments for all who are oppressed. He made known His ways to Moses, His acts to the sons of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in loving kindness. He will not always strive with us, nor will He keep His anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his loving kindness toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Just as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he himself knows our frame. He is mindful that we are but dust. As for man, his days are like grass. As a flower of the field, so he flourishes. When the wind has passed over it, it is no more. It is a place, and its place acknowledges it no longer. But the loving kindness of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children, to those who keep his covenant and remember his precepts to do them. The Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his sovereignty rules over all. Bless the Lord, you his angels, mighty in strength, who perform his word, obeying the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all you his hosts, you who serve him, doing his will. Bless the Lord, all you works of his, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Other memories, things for which we can be thankful the Lord has done while our church was anchored out of this building. Julie.
I'm thankful for all the kids.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. What a sweet and precious thankfulness. Those who have been born, those who have gone on ahead of us into glory, children and adults. One of my memories and thankfulnesses is when we had lost one of our children, the several different members of the church in their own unique ways reached out in comfort and compassion to encourage and comfort us, which is and was unique in the sense that it was not the same experience that we had had many years before in another good and fantastic and blessed local church. So when Lois mentioned that she felt welcome here, has always felt welcome here, there is a unique personality of our church. One of the blessed things that I have noticed over the years is that family, that closeness, that true closeness that other churches, good churches, strive for, that we have at our fingertips. And it is a blessing. Gary.
I'm thankful for the same thing. Actually, when John and I first moved up to the area, we started searching for churches, going to them, finding that there were many churches that didn't feel friendly.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Anybody else? John.
I think when you look at the architecture of the building, you can know
Yeah. What a blessed thing to be in a place where historically there was a gospel witness. There was conversation, or at least thought towards essentially that ending with our move. And as thankful, I think, as we ought to be for the longevity of a building to have a place of the presence of the gospel, what a blessed thing it is to continue to serve and be the local church in a new building. One of the things that I was talking with Brother Graham from the Baptist Church, and when we were talking about our new property, our new building, one of the first things that we rejoiced in was there's a gospel preaching church at the north end of town now, still, and the south end of town. Almost the absolute north, as far north as you can go in town without going the other way around, and as far south as you can go in Pine Island, there are gospel preaching churches. What a blessing. And may we continue to and increase in our faithfulness in preaching the gospel and honoring the Lord in this town with our brothers and sisters from Cornerstone as well. I'm going to read from Psalm 145. And again, if you haven't, you can come up and grab a card here that we'll write in just a few minutes. To be placed and to be read in years to come by those who may be here still, who are here today, or those who will come after us. Psalm 145. I will extol you, my God, O King, and I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you, and I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and highly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise your works to another, and shall declare your mighty acts. On the glorious splendor of your majesty, and on your wonderful works, I will meditate. Men shall speak of the power of your awesome acts, and I will tell of your greatness. They shall eagerly utter the memory of your abundant goodness. I will shout joyfully of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and great in loving kindness. The Lord is good to all, and his mercies are over all his works. All your works shall give thanks to you, O Lord, and your godly ones shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of your power, to make known to the sons of men your mighty acts and the glory of the majesty of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord sustains all who fall and raises up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food in due time. You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and kind in all his deeds. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of those who fear him. He will also hear their cry and will save them. The Lord keeps all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth will speak the praise of the Lord, and all flesh will bless his holy name forever and ever. What are some other thoughts and memories of God's faithfulness and kindness? You can think of things like, I've got some stuff written down here. See if I've got, I think I do. Weddings, funerals, baptisms, the calling of ministers, sending of missionaries, child dedications, projects to bless those in the congregation, children's ministries, Awana, youth group, midweek Bible study, men's Bible study, women's Bible study, youth, I already said youth group, music ministry, ministry at Cheese Fest. And that's just a few things that have been the common place here from this home base? Any other thoughts or memories of things for which we can be thankful? Right. I'm sure there are more than just this, but I remember Lee Rinkin telling me how he was baptized when he was at this church in a cow tank. Sheep dip tank, there it is. Phil was too. On the land, right? On the land. I'm glad for the Ekdahl's pool. Yeah, right. But thinking of, you know, of so many, you know, for me, one of the things that I treasure is everybody kind of has a general place where they normally sit. And so I look over here, I kind of know who I'll see or whatever else it might be, and I get an idea who may or may not be gone. One of the things that I have been thankful for it's brought on some of my thankfulness and tears is, you know, we don't see Lee Rinkin sitting in the back chair at that table, and he won't be at the new building. Bill Roden, sitting almost where John's sitting right now, would sit kind of almost taking over the aisle with his hands on his knees and kind of sitting down listening. And Barb sitting back almost where Percy's sitting, different times contemplating with her eyes closed throughout the service of Scripture being read. Or Eugene sitting near the front here and at times, you know, bent over in discomfort. Those are some of the memories that I will have and will miss from this place. And how blessed I was to minister to Lee over the years at his various places he lived, or to go and visit or do projects or to plan with Bill. Bill wanted to do all the work that's going on in the building. Bill wanted to do all of that up until the end. He didn't know that we were going to be able to have that building before he went to glory. But boy, he wanted to do all the work. Just thinking about all the hopes and the encouragements of the people who have been who have helped to make this building and this place special for the years that we've been here. I'll remember those who've been blessing to me and to us here. Other memories, thankfulnesses for the faithfulness of those who've been in here and ministered here before my time, or for the things we could do here. Tom. Thanks, Tom. Anyone else? Well, for the next few minutes, I'd like you to give you an opportunity. And do we still have I didn't even think about this, the bucket or the can of pens back there. Or do those get moved already? Are the pens back there, Lon, near you? Okay, pen, good. Okay. If you need a pen, we'll have, let's see here, who's on the aisle there? Josiah, go back and get the pens from Noah, and you can hand them out if they need them. And Lon's got some too. And if you haven't gotten a card, come grab a card. But I would encourage you, in these cards, to write down a prayer of thankfulness to the Lord for how he has helped, encouraged, changed, grown you, how he's been faithful in this time. Thankful to the Lord for the way in which he's used the people you know and don't know who've been in the seats before you to preach the gospel and to minister in this town. Just a prayer of thanksgiving to the Lord for how he's used those who love the gospel from this building. Go ahead and take a few minutes, and I'll close by reading a few more scriptures in a few minutes. You can continue writing if you still need. I'm going to read from Hebrews chapter 11. And once we're done with our reading, I'll have Micah walk around with this Ziploc bag, and we can put all of our cards into that. If you're not yet finished writing and you want more time to write, please take time today to do that, but don't forget to put them in here. We'd like to make sure we keep them. Read from Hebrews chapter 11. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For by it men of old gained approval. By faith we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things which are visible. By faith Abel offered to God a better sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained the testimony that he was righteous, God testifying about his gifts, and through faith, though he is dead, he still speaks. By faith Enoch was taken up, so that he would not see death, and he was not found because God took him. For he obtained the witness that was before his being taken up, he was pleasing to God. And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him. By faith, Noah, being warned by God about things not yet seen, in reverence prepared an ark for the salvation of his household, by which he condemned the world and became an heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called, obeyed by going out to a place where he was to receive for an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he lived as an alien in the land of promise, as in a foreign land, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, fellow heirs of the same promise. For he was looking for the city whose foundation, which has foundations, whose architect and builder is God. By faith, even Sarah herself received the ability to conceive, even beyond the proper time of life, since she considered him faithful who had promised. Therefore, there was born even of one man, and him as good as dead at that, as many descendants as the stars of heaven in number, and innumerable as the sand which is by the seashore. All these died in faith without receiving the promises, but having seen them and having welcomed them at a distance, and having confessed that they were strangers and exiles on the earth. For those who say such things make it clear that they are seeking a country of their own. And indeed, if they had been thinking of that country from which they went out, they would have had opportunity to return. But as it is, they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac. And he who had received the promises was offering up his only begotten son. It was he to whom it was said, "In Isaac your descendants shall be called." He considered that God is able to raise people even from the dead, from which he also received him back as a type. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau, even regarding things to come. By faith, Jacob, as he was dying, blessed each of the sons of Joseph and worshipped, leaning on the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when he was dying, made mention of the exodus of the sons of Israel and gave orders concerning his bones. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden for 3 months by his parents because they saw he was a beautiful child and they were not afraid of the king's edict. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to endure ill treatment with the people of God rather than enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, considering the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking toward the reward. By faith, he left Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is unseen. By faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of the blood, so that he who destroyed the firstborn would not touch them. By faith, they passed through the Red Sea, as though they were passing through the dry land, and the Egyptians, when they attempted it, were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they had been encircled for 7 days. By faith, Rahab, the harlot, did not perish along with those who were disobedient after she had welcomed the spies in peace. And what more shall I say? For time will fail me if I tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David and Samuel and the prophets, who by faith conquered kingdoms, performed acts of righteousness, obtained promises, shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fire, the power of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, from the weakness were made strong, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight. Women received back their dead by resurrection, and others were tortured, not accepting their release so that they might obtain a better resurrection, and others experienced mockings and scourgings, yes, also chains and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn in two, they were tempted, they were put to death with a sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, ill-treated, men of whom the world was not worthy, wandering in deserts and mountains and caves and holes in the ground, and all these, having gained approval through their faith, did not receive what was promised, because God had provided something better for us, so that apart from us, they would not be made perfect. That's Hebrews chapter 11. This time I'll ask Micah to come and grab the Ziploc bag, because it keeps the cards from smudging and smearing and making them unreadable. I hope and pray this time of remembrance was encouraging and a blessing to you. And plan to have a time of celebration looking forward once we have the phase one finished and ready to go for our new space. Looking forward to that with great anticipation. But it is right and good to, even with tears, remember all the ways of God's faithfulness to us in this place, in this time, and so we can give Him the credit and the thanks He is due. I'll go ahead and close this in prayer here as Mike is almost done collecting the cards. Heavenly Father, I thank You so much for Your goodness. Thank You for the ways in which You've used our building for Your blessings, that You have shown Yourself faithful and kind in the continuing presence of people who love the gospel and are committed to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Thank You for the character and the very personality of our church that has given personality to this space over these years. Lord, we give You thanks for all the things. May, as we look forward now to what is to come, may we strive to be faithful with what You are giving to us, as we have been and those who have come before us have been, with the space that we are currently in and the opportunities that we are afforded here. Lord, we give You praise and thanksgiving in Christ's name. Amen.